Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we talk Valley Heights basketball. And now, joined by boys head coach, that is Cale Green, presented by Blue Valley Technologies and a Countryside Feed. Coach, ball game on Tuesday night. Very good team in Clifton Clyde. You battle, you're right in there. But the Eagles are able to get the win, 58-50. You've had some time to maybe dissect that game a little bit. You know, just what were a few key takeaways from that ball game on Tuesday?
Man, we played well. I thought we played really well, and I thought it was one of our better games this year. You know, we're really starting to put it together on the offensive end, especially these last three games. You know, we did lose a close battle last night, but the first three quarters, you know, we did what we needed to. In the fourth quarter, they came out and hit a couple threes within, you know, about a minute and a half and got on a little bit of run. And then the rest of them were free throws. They hit quite a few free throws in the fourth quarter. I'm thinking 12. So, you know, if we eliminate those, you know, we still take that game. But, you know, overall, it was a fantastic game for us. The boys played hard. You know, we had them frustrated. We had them out of their element. And we were doing the little things we needed to.
Yeah, and you talk about just this stretch here offensively is now we're just down to two games left here in the regular season. And obviously, Substate's right around the corner, not only trying to jockey for that position in the Substate standings, but just wanting to be playing good basketball at this point in the year. And even though it was a loss on Tuesday, you mentioned the offense is coming together. Four straight games, you've scored at least 50. You had 55 against Axtell. You had 56 in the win against Valley Heights, scored 51 in the loss to Centralia, and then another 50, as we just mentioned, in the loss to Clifton Clyde on Tuesday. How do you kind of keep that momentum at least rolling on the offensive side?
You know, I think the momentum's there with the boys. They see it. They understand it. They feel it now. And I can see that in the locker room. And the energy on the court. So they're getting the rhythm back in our set offenses. They're doing the little things right. They're being more patient. We're not turning over the ball. I mean, I think that's a big key. We're not turning over the ball 20 times a game in these last few games. So that's a huge key for us. And that's one of the reasons we're scoring so many points. But, you know, I think they see it. I think they feel it. And, you know, moving forward, I think it's going to continue to grow. And it's a great time for that. It's up to approach.
Yeah, two games left. You get Onega on Friday and then Blue Valley next week to wrap up the regular season. It'll be the second go-around with the Buffaloes. You saw them in the TBL tournament. You won that matchup big, 65-34. What's kind of the expectation for this other go-around?
You know, I know Onega was missing a few guys that game, but, you know, we're going to go in with the same mindset. Our boys are ready. We're going to up the pressure on them. We're going to do some good work on defense and offensively. I think we just got to keep the ball rolling with what we're doing these last three games. You know, stay patient, don't turn over the ball. You know, that's going to help us be successful in these next two games.
That is Cale Green, Valley Heights boys basketball coach, joining us here, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed, coming off a close loss at home to Clifton Clyde on Tuesday. We'll play Onega on the road on Friday and then wrap up the regular season next week against Blue Valley. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck on Friday, and we will do it one more time next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.